I expected a great effort today. I think defensively on special teams, we got it. Offensively, we did not. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It was a pathetic offensive performance. We didn't block anybody. We didn't make any plays. We didn't create any opportunities for ourselves. I told the players who prepared and gave great effort that I appreciated what they did. And I told those that were obvious that they had not, that I felt sorry for them, because they're missing the whole point.
Tom, what do you say to equalizing for you? You seem to think during the week that you would get a good 14
effort. Oh, I did, and even last night I did. I mean, the meeting was intense. It was good. It was positive. Really had no indication. I mean, we're not taking anything away from their defense now. They're number one in the league for a reason. They're a good defensive team, but there's no excuse in what went on out there. I mean, just to turn the ball over, put our defense back out there over and over and over and over again.
Coach, a few years ago, Eli threw 25 interceptions. He has 25 again this year. What are some of the messages you're giving him? Anything similar to a few years ago? Is there different circumstances behind these this year?
The messages are that you can't turn the football over. Each play is unique. Each one of them is unique, and how it happened, so on and so forth. Today, a couple of them we're depending on our best people to try to win, and we didn't win, and the ball was thrown up, and we got outfought for the ball as well.
Tom, you've shown so much confidence, understandably, and patience with Eli over the time you've been together, but is there a point, and is that point now, where it turns to concern for what he is just not doing?
Well, there's concern. Obviously, there's concern. I mean, you perform that way, and you have those kind of results. There's no way around it. I mean, there's no production. There's turnovers. There's we didn't rush the ball for anything to help, you know, allow that some of the balance might take place. We didn't do that. And all we did, even at the end when we had the opportunity, it looked as if we had a chance for a touchdown in the corner. Out jumped, tipped up in the air, and that turned into an interception. So that was just as I said, very, very poor performance on the entire offense's part.
Tom, is there any thought in your mind that what you've seen with Eli this year, he might just be where he's at in his career?
I just don't believe that. We've had, as pointed out, we've had some of these circumstances before. If we had a better running game, obviously we could tighten this up a little bit and not create those circumstances. But we actually went into this game with good thoughts about remaining balanced. And we tried to continue to stay that way even when the score got a little bit lopsided. But we weren't having much success running the ball either. And we got beat up front in a couple of spots. You saw it as well as I did. I'm not going to point names out, but we got consistently beat in a couple of spots up front.
Do you think Victor might be in danger of not playing again?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been into the medical room, and I will. I mean, I don't know. You looked at that play that the kid went up. He made a heck of an effort. Came down on the side of his helmet, and they said that what happens when the hand is under the ball and then the ball rolls out of your hand after you hit the ground. I mean, but anyway, I haven't had a chance to visit in there. I know he came down on the side of his head, so we'll see.
Did you contemplate the hard tackle on that play, Dayton?
Not that I could speak to right now. I wasn't called anything intentional or anything, any penalty called there.
Ian? Taking Eli out earlier,
not really. No.
No.
You you dig your own hole. You got to fight your way out of it. He's our guy, and I'm not. That wouldn't have been my decision at that point in time. No.
Tom, with Eli, is it more of a matter of his teammates letting him down, or is it his performance? He's just not playing good football, which is
Well, that's a very good question, and I think it's not one that can be an absolute answer, you know, black and white. I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I know we've all, for a lot of years, depended highly on our skilled guys. And let's face it, Seattle has two, maybe three outstanding corners who are having outstanding years, but we didn't have the kind of success that we thought we would have tonight.
Tom, you mentioned the interception in the end zone.
Excuse me?
You mentioned the interception in the end zone. It was the Knicks. There's another one out of the Knicks.
Yep.
What are you saying about his efforts?
Well, I'm going to have to look at the tape to see that. I mean, he got out jumped a couple of times. And the second one there, the ball was just kept alive. And you have a very good safety who was able to get over on, you know, with the ball in the air and be in position there.
On the reversal where Myers was stripped and you retained the ball, was there any talk on the side about putting the referees putting more time on the clock? It seemed like they never reset the clock when they reset the ball.
I thought he put a few seconds back on. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he did.
The
effort two-thirds of the way tonight was outstanding, you know, and then you have to get into the, perhaps the effort was pretty good offensively, but we got, you know, we didn't have a lot of success. So somewhere in there is the answer, which I'll try to determine when I look at the tape. Well, I told him we're never going to stop fighting. We're never going to stop working. We're never going to stop believing. That's all there is to it. This is our team. These guys have to respond.
The ninth loss, it'll be your first losing season since your first year here. Personally, how hard are you taking all this?
Not very well. Not very well.